وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg. Assalamu ala man ittaba al huda. Alhamdulillah, today being the 19th of November 2024, corresponding with the 17th of Jamadul Ula 1446, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and Allah ta'ala grant us quburiyat on this beautiful morning. May Allah bless the mornings of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum masatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي صاحب. On this beautiful Tuesday morning, may Allah bless you and Aapa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hadrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Jumad al-Ula 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 40, Suratul Mu'min, and verses number 5 and verse number 6. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us what would happen in the past and what will happen nowadays and in the future. كذبت قبلهم. So before these people that are there by you now, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, how majority of them are rejecting you, the messenger and the message. So previously also, كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح, the people of Noah, they rejected him. Remember, and Noah's name, Mubarak, honorable name, Nami Ismigrami, mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 71, Surah Nuh, dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Nuh means to cry and pacify and solace, give solace to the people. So nevertheless, so they, the people of Noah, they rejected before them, wal ahzabu min ba'dihim, and the coalition, Ahzab, the plural of Hizb, kullu Hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. The coalitions, the confederations, after them also would come and reject it. The people of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So always there was a conflict and tussle between Haqq and Batil, and eventually Haqq always prevailed, the truth prevailed, and Batil and falsehood always perished, as Almighty Allah teaches us, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, that batil sooner or later must perish. We saw how apartheid perished in South Africa, notwithstanding the fact that they had the greatest army in Africa, but Almighty Allah has His own decree, His own wisdom, and nothing happens with our degrees and our plotting and planning. وَهَمَّتْ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بِرَسُولِهِمْ, and every nation, generation, they were plotting, planning against بِرَسُولِهِمْ, against their messenger, against their prophet. Why? Because the prophet messenger is speaking the truth. Remember, they are ma'asum, they are protected by divine protection from vices and sins. So their character, everything is impeccable. لِيَأْخُذُوهُ, so that they, these crazy people, these terrorists and the zealots, that they will arrest the prophet and messengers of the past, or they will assassinate him, as the Jews tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as they murdered and martyred Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Zacharias and John the Baptist, his son. So that is what the Jews did, and they know very well they are the murderers of prophets and messengers and the baby killers of today. لِيَأْخُذُوهُ, so these nations and generations of the past wanted to plot and plan against their respective prophets and messengers, so that they will seize him, arrest him, assassinate him, the prophet and messenger of the time. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ, and they will dispute and argue with falsehood. Today you tell people MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan, you will see the arguments they bring, you must remember that. Why? Because remember that their visa is at stake, or because they are making money with some Saudis and Najdis and Wahhabis and so forth and so on. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ, and they will dispute and argue with you with falsehood. لِيُدْحِدُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ, hence their intention is with those false arguments to obliterate the truth. They want the truth to disappear. They want to wipe out and erase the truth. But who can erase the truth? The Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists, Americans, trying for 70 years, 50 years, 100 years, with their Hasbara propaganda, that the Jewish term for propaganda, Hasbara, to obliterate the truth and give the people the skewed news, slanted news. Layyam bi al-sinatihim, they speak with the forked tongue. Liyudhidu bihi al-haqqa, so we gave them time, we gave them istidraj, we're going to seize them step by step. فَأَخَذْتُهُمْ, then suddenly I seized them, I took them and punished them. Now you can see America falling apart, you see Israel falling apart, you see the Arab Tanpod dictators shaking also. فكيف كان عقاب فكيف كان عقابي. So that is the actual meaning. And how was my punishment and chastisement? So horrible, so terrible, so bad. Almighty Allah sends an hurricane. Almighty Allah sends a tsunami, an earthquake, and in split second thousands of people decimated, destroyed. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. O Muslim, O Muslima, did you read this morning? Surah 12, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla wala is the best protector, and He alone exclusively is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is what we need, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wow, Haliya, whilst you alone, you exclusively, O Allah, أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You were, you are, you will always be the most merciful one to show mercy. So Almighty Allah says, this is the history of humanity. This is the history of civilizations. The kings and the emperors came. The tenpot dictators came. وَكَذَلِكَ and similarly, حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ, and the word of your sustainer, nourisher, was established. Of punishment, أَلَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, again those people who committed blasphemy, again those people who are kuffar, they rejected the articles of faith, they rejected the truth, Islam, the message, the messenger, أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, and they will be the companions and the inmates of the fire. Ashab, the plural of sahib. You say Mufti sahib, Maulana sahib, Qari sahib, Hafiz sahib. So ashab, ashab is the plural of the fire. May Almighty Allah protect us from Jahannam. And we read the dua after Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times. Hadith mentioned Abu Dawood, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah, protect us, save us from the fire, grant us entry directly into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, the 17th of Jumad al-Ula. It is Jumada, J-U. People write even in their calendars, they make a mistake. So that is unacceptable. Always we need to be meticulous, particular with this issue. 17th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and 95% of the world, alhamdulillah. And we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Gaza genocide, day number 410. Alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. 18 jutlas dispatched to hell and roasted, toasted in Jahannam. Be very happy about that and very proud about that. Anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, sends the jutlas to hell. So we are very, very proud about it. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Last night I was busy because I had to wait for the podcast for the Q&A and prepare a lot of issues, and then I found the news. Allah Jalla Wala reward my sister who sends us all this breaking news. So 4 explosions last night after Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, said victory is near, and from Lebanon Hezbollah fired. 4 explosions in Tel Aviv, the airport closed, and many parts of Tel Aviv no electricity. Well, well done, Hezbollah. You are still kuffar, but in this world, you are better than the Sunni countries, the haramis who are bootlicking, the murtads and munafikeen, and hypocrites and apostates who are bootlicking America and Israel, and the enemies of Islam. These are the people they are bootlicking. Trump is shaping his administration. 20th January, he will take over, and that will be his inauguration. But one minister he's already appointed was guilty of committing sex with a minor. That is your American way of life, remember. Another character also designated to be a minister, a person who belonged to the KKK group, the people who are supremacists, white supremacists, all type of characters, remember, because Trump himself is a harami. He can't remember where and where he put his rifle, the harami. So many cases against him, Stormy and all of them, you remember that. Never ever forget that. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. Israel must dismantle Hezbollah, one of the articles that appeared in the Haaretz newspaper. In Poland, Warsaw, one cannot even criticize Israel. We say, Poland, you better go to the South Pole and North Pole. You're good for nothing. Israel must be criticized. They are a cancer, and they have to be dismantled if you want world peace. As long as Israel and the Zionists are operating, then always there will be chaos and turmoil on this earth. We have to criticize them, dismantle them, and then you will find peace. Just look at this. We know starvation is one of the policies of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And yesterday, day for yesterday, whichever way you want to look at it, 98 vehicles looted by allegedly the Jutlas and so forth. They told them, okay, United Nations, use this route, but they tell their people you must intercept them and so forth. That is how the Jutlas work. They will murder the journalists. They will destroy the schools and the mosques and churches. They will kill the innocent babies and children. You know, the greatest killer of babies and children are Israel. Let that sink into your heart. The greatest killer of babies and children are the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel today. The Haaretz newspaper yesterday commented, the fashion show in Riyadh were Jennifer Lopez, and these are prostitutes. These are the women who belong to the elite class in immorality. And Almighty Allah states, Inna alladhina yuhibbuna an tashi' al-fahisha, the people who try and they give currency to immorality, obscenity, and then they mimic the Kaaba there behind, and then the women going around them is Muslims. Man shakka fi kufrihi fa huwa kafirun. Who got shak and doubt regarding MBS, MBZ of Abu Dhabi and Emirates, and MBS of Saudi, our fatwa, you can quote it any part of the world, that person himself is a murtad and out of the fall of Islam. What a mockery of Islam. Therefore, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, in Bukhari Sharif, he made dua the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the people of Yemen, for the people of Sham, the Levant, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, and Najd. He said, no, I don't make dua for the Najdis. There is fitan and zalazil, see happening nowadays. Sahih, authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And in Muslim Sharif, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. So whether it's the leaders or whether it is the madakhalis and the people who support the leaders, whether they are on haq or whether they are on batil, in falsehood, follow the Pied Piper, the haramis. Moscow, Putin warns the US, if you are going to supply the long-range weapons to Ukraine and you give them permission to use it against us, and they can fire right up to Moscow, then you are playing with fire, and we are ready for you. That will really start the World War III. Remember, we have more nuclear than you. We have greater submarines than you. And we are ready. We have Iran. We have North Korea. We had most countries of Africa supporting us. And we will take you on. That's why we like Putin. We all know Putin is a harami. But remember, when any person harms America, Israel, and Europe, and all these haramis who are supporting Israel, then we will support them. The Russian drones wiped out the Ukrainian tanks, and today is day number 998. Today, Tuesday, and then Thursday will be 1,000 days, and Putin is winning, and America's billions and Europeans' billions are wasting their time. What a waste of money. Indian troops to go to Manipur, big problems there. Still they cannot solve the problems, the ethnic riots going on there between Hindus and the terrorists and the Christians and so forth. Russia vetoes the Sudan ceasefire. We all know big problems there. 14 million people, 12 million people, depending whose news you want to read. There they are starving and they are displaced and so forth. Al Jazeera, the TV station and radio and print and whatever you want to call it. So remember that they exposed the government of Sweden regarding the children and so forth, and Sweden is making a big noise. This is the whiteies. They will tell you we are liberal, we have freedom of press, but when you corner them, then they will tell you you're giving misinformation, disinformation. Well done to Al Jazeera. You must name them, shame them, and nail them. Delhi, full of air pollution. The people can't even go outside unless for need and necessity. Schools closed and all that because of air pollution and so forth. South African news, local and national news. Listen to our beloved country, how it is destroyed by the ANC. 7 million women already experience physical violence. So what the hell is your law doing? What are your police doing? What is your so-called best constitution doing when you can't even have the women? 7 million women already experience physical violence. Your laws are in favor of the crooks and the criminals. Therefore, I say that your constitution is not worth the paper on which is written. The controversial U.S. ambassador to South Africa resigned, and his resignation will be effective 10th of January. He knows he will be kicked out by Trump and so forth. He represents the Democratic Party. The Republicans won landslide, basically. So before that disgrace, he resigns. And he was another good for nothing, if you ask me. Pule Mabi. He was one of the big spokesperson for the ANC. And remember, he belongs to the elite of the ANC. He is guilty of fraud. He said his wages is 25,000. But when they went the SIU and the Special Investigation Unit, they found a Porsche, they found a building there in one place with millions and millions. And so, how many guys are really honest in the ANC? If I say majority are corrupted, 100% it'd be right. And the world can see how they destroyed our beloved South Africa. Lichtenberg, a place here in Northwest. Go just read about it. Up past 11, quarter past 11 at night I was reading about it. A town, a city, whatever you want to call it Lichtenberg. On the verge of collapse. Electricity not working. Water doesn't come. The infrastructure is falling apart. The roads are getting craters. No more portals. What the hell are you guys doing and collecting wages for? You should all resign and mess. Hopeless, useless you all are, you know? So that is what I'm telling you. Malema, he had tea party with Zuma. And that is coming to haunt him now, because another senior member, it seems, of the EFF is going to leave and join the MK. Zuma is smiling. He's playing chess with Malema. So he's teaching Malema the tricks of the trade. Come, let me teach you what is to do, and so forth and so on. And then I see late last night somebody sent me, they are these clowns, you understand? This Shabab, these youngsters. They call themselves the young Majlisul Ulama. So these are the puppets of the Jamiat here in Fortsburg and so forth. The people who invited Tariq Jamil. And now they don't know what to do. Maulana Ahmad Sadiq, they Kisai Hafidullah has torn the Tariq Jameel and his supporters to pieces. He's a man who promotes Shiaism. He's a man who touches the strange ladies. He's a man who takes part in musical festivals and what and what. A man who was kicked out, although so late, by the Tabligh Jamaat in Merkez Darwin in 2020. After corrupting that Merkez for 25 years in Pakistan, a disgrace and shame it is, you know. So all this happened and nobody can ever dispute it. We have all the evidence. So you youngsters, young Majlisul Ulama, don't come waste your time. You can't even give your name and so forth. Why are you hiding behind your wife's underwear? If you want to make jihad, be like us. You must remember we give everything transparent and so forth. Don't come waste your time. The Jamiat and their chamchas are all disgraced, and their disgrace will remain for them till day of Qiyamah, because you closed the mosque and the masajid. You went to court to close the masjid. We will remind you till the day we die. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُوا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For you is disgrace and humiliation in this world, and a horrible grave punishment in the year after. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. So that is the truth. وَلَحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. Don't come play fools here, young Majlisul Ulama. You scholars for dollars, you shaitans supporting the munafiq murtad Tariq Jameel. Only a munafiq and hypocrite will host him in his town, in his masjid, in his house, and so forth. So that is our fatwa. You can quote us in any part of the world. Anyway, let's carry on. You must remember today's program, Tuesday, Maulana Musa Lahir will be the guest of Maulana Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. This week, inshallah, Aziz, free start. Free state, Friday, Jummah, we'll be there. Inshallah, we'll translate the khutbah from Makkah from there. Muhammad Mullah's place, inshallah. So we spoke to them last night also, yesterday evening. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. They are our host. And they're from Newcastle. So we know I performed this nikah also, alhamdulillah. And nevertheless, then at night after Maghrib, the program, Masjid Bilal, the Jummah and Maghrib program. And inshallah, after Fajr, also a program. And then in the afternoon on Saturday, we will move from there. Kruan start to Virginia program after Maghrib, and thereafter after Fajr on Sunday morning, inshallah Aziz. Maulana, we have 20 minutes. Let's fire up inshallah with the rapid fire quick Q&A. So inshallah, we're ready for you.
Mufti Sahab, it is rather unfair from your side to paint everyone with the same brush. My daughter went to the mainstream university. She wore niqab, hijab, and now a doctor. She's still wearing a parda. She's opened a surgery attending to ladies. So it's unfair to paint everyone with the same brush.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We always will pass the fatwa verdicts according to majority. You cannot pass a verdict in Islam with what happens to 1%, 5%. You must look at the majority, what happens to them. So remember, your daughter qualified 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. Go now and see how the universities are. They're a toxic society. It's a brothel. Lesbianism is legal. Gay business is legal. So therefore, we say it's haram for a Muslim lady to go to college and university. And remember, either they will lose their haya, shame and modesty, either they will lose their virginity, and either they will lose their iman. One of these three things will definitely happen, especially nowadays. So we are open to everything. So I don't have to tell you that you are right. We never pass the fatwa verdict, remember, on minority when it comes to issues of this nature. It has to be on on majority. Quran Kareem teaches us from time immemorial, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful, thankful. But what are majority? Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter 100 and verses number 6, 7, 8. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. Beshak ye insan apne Rab ke bohut bohut hi na shukar hai. Verily, human being, their nature is this. They very, very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. So that's exactly what we are doing. We're speaking about majority, not the 1% and 2% and so forth. So it will always remain haram, especially where you have brothels and in the name of education like nowadays in the liberal democracies and so forth.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a parent to decline a proposal, a good person on deen for her child, based on not happy with the family average background in terms of wealth and distance?
Remember that you as the father, as the mother, your daughter must consult with you and you have to give consent and permission. The hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. So remember that the person might be, you understand, what you call pious and so forth and so on, but your daughter is used to a certain comfortable lifestyle and so forth, and you feel that the suitor, the shooter, he will not be able to provide for your daughter that much and so forth, and then there will be rows and ructions, conflict, then you will have to support your daughter and so forth. So if that is the ground, so Islamically it is justified, but remember, we should not base our decision solely only on wealth, on the mal or jamal, on the beauty, on the hasab, on how the elite society and the higher strata of society. We should always give preference to deen, wali deen has first far bidati deen. So you make mashura istihara and then you take the final decision. But you, daughter beti, if your parents are not happy, then remember, and if that is the reason, as they mentioned, they will be justified to a certain extent. And remember, they say no, so you must not cry over it. You must cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, read 2 rakat salah daily at Ishraq time, 15 minutes after sunrise, or after Zuhur, after Maghrib, after Isha, or Tahajjud time, Allah give tawfiq, in sujood, in sajda, read Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us our spouses, grant us our children and offspring and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. So that is what Islam teaches us, we should remember.
Some on the same question, the sister is asking, that this person has matched what I asked Allah for in terms of dini level, hafiz, alim, qari, and pious, and a good person. And still my parents don't want me to get married to this boy.
So we don't know the whole story, but if this is what you really want and you feel you'll be happy and your parents are only looking at the wealth and so forth, so speak to your chacha, your kaka, speak to somebody influential, there's some alim or so in whom your father and them have some confidence, and inshallah then that you should look at your happiness and not just take a decision solely only because of the wealth and so forth. I told you 100 times. I didn't have mahar money to pay when I got married. My father asked me. So I said, I don't have a cent. So he gave me 41 rand. And that is how I got paid the mahar and so forth. So we should not just be looking at the wealth. As I said, the deen should be the criteria. So you should then try your level best to influence what your parents are saying and doing.
So, Kisa, is it allowed for the bride to tell the bridegroom how much mahar she's going to ask for?
100%, you must remember who determines the mahar. You see, if you open The Muslim Woman magazine, it is November, December combined. They have one issue for both months. So they wanted questions regarding the marriage and so forth, you know. So one of the questions is this. So it's an excellent book. You should buy it. Remember that it's just 25 rand, The Muslim Woman. And you will find so many issues there, the Q&A there, the travel article there regarding Aleppo and Halab and our Mashayikh there, Sheikh Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Abdul Fattah, Abu Ghudda, Rahimahullah, and Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligrapher of the noble Quran, still living in Medina Munawwara, and is almost 90 years old now. So Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha, Hafidahullah. So anyway, so you should read all that there. The question posed is, who determines the mahar? You, the wife-to-be, you must say what you want. You want 1 kruger coin, you want 2 kruger coins, you want money, cash, you want 30,000 rand, for example. So whatever you say, and it must be reasonable also. So, and that person then says, okay, I am prepared to do that. So on the occasion of the nikah, then the mahar must be paid, or before that, next week is the nikah, and you pay it before that. It's an amanat day by the lady, a trust, and after the nikah, then she becomes the owner of that, we should remember. So she will determine that, but she must not tell her husband to be directly. She must tell her father or her brother, and he will inform the family. For you all to chit-chat and socialize and make panchat and all that, the boy and the girl, the fiance and fiancee and so forth, all that haram in Islam. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. So remember that do not even go near fornication and adultery. So all that is haram, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا, is something obscene, indecent. So therefore we should understand these issues. Therefore we promote people get married immediately. No next year business and so forth. The more you delay, then you, the parents, are guilty of a major sin, and you, son and daughter, also guilty by postponing it all the time.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible not to pay for speeding fines?
So when they lock you up, then you will look for the Taweez Wallahs and the Molanas to make dua for you. You're driving 180, 200, and then they gave you a speeding fine. So you just say, okay, you neglect it. But when the summons come, then you will have to pay. Then there can be big problems. You have to go to court and so forth and so on. So we pass the fatwa and say, for these taxes and rates and customs and duties and fines and toll roads, it all falls in the category of zulm and oppression and so forth. So use the interest money. Use your own interest money that you got, or get the interest money and just pay it and get done before you land up in court, and sometimes they might even arrest you and so forth and so on. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La yambaghi lil mu'min ay yudhilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a believer, a true Muslim, to go and disgrace himself. So pay it and get it done. You are guilty after all. They got the evidence with the cameras and so forth and so on. So therefore we should not look for excuses.
Kisab, can my husband be my khala's wali?
Not permissible. So I am married to my wife, and now the wife's. So remember that the khala's, so her aunties and all that, her mother's sister and so forth. So my mother-in-law, I am her mahram. But my mother-in-law's sister and so forth, I'm no mahram for them. So therefore, that you won't be a mahram for her. And if you go for Umrah, Hajj, or travel London, Tokyo, or where, Dubai, all that is haram, because you're traveling without a mahram, not permissible, that is.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to wear socks that have pictures of food on them?
must be a hungry guy. You must remember this. You go into sujood and you can see the guy, you understood, that his socks has got some potatoes there, some onions there, some beetroot there, and what have you, and so forth. Jaiz or not jaiz is jaiz, but not something desirable. It's undesirable, all these type of things, you must remember. Especially you come to the masjid with that and you cause distraction, you must remember. So when we come to masjid, everything must be beautiful. In Islamic terms, Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O children of Adam alayhi salatu salam, take your beauty when you go to the masjid, meaning you go and perform your salat. You see our youngsters today, sometimes they come with their jeans and t-shirt, and then remember that they go into ruku, they go into sajda. You can see the crack also, and they got nuts. You must remember they're eating coconuts and so forth. So all that is haram and not permissible. This is enshrined, mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, Surah Araf, and verse number 31. So therefore, to go there and have coconuts and all that on your socks and that, it's not good, all these things here. We must learn. Even today, people have certain things written there, and Manchester and the soccer team and all that. Not permissible, these things here. We must not desecrate the sanctity of the masjid.
For a woman covering her hair whilst at home, is it a custom or should it be a necessity?
Remember that this is part of our Islamic adab and etiquette. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned a beautiful hadith in Muwatta Imam Malik, Inna likulli deenin khuluqa. Every religion has their own unique feature, characteristic. Wa khuluqul Islam al haya. And the unique feature of Islam is haya, shame, morality, modesty. So beautiful Imam Malik rahimahullah. You know Muwatta Imam Malik, why it's called Mu'atta? He says, I presented it to the giants of Medina Munawwara, every one of them a master in the field of hadith, and they concurred and agreed with me, hence the name Mu'atta of Imam Malik. He said, I omitted the, so some rawis and reporters, they were so pious, if they used to make dua for rain, Allah will send rain, but I did not consider them to be experts in the field of hadith. Hence, I omitted them in my Muwatta Imam Malik. Go read Muwatta Imam Malik, it's fascinating, and so forth. So that is the hadith mentioned there. So it's not something that is just cultural, it's religious this. And if you open Muslim Sharif, you will find the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anha, that when she embraced Islam, she opened the door, and she was so elated, delighted, excited, she even forgot to wear her scarf. So it shows it was the norm, remember that to wear the scarf even in the house, even though there are no strange men there or anything. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is outside. He doesn't want to enter. Why don't you enter, O Jibreel Amin alayhi salam? You, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she must cover her hair. Go open Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth of Ibn Ishaq, you will find it there and so forth. So we don't say it's compulsory, but we will definitely say it is part of the etiquette and adab of Islam, that even in her own home, when there's no strange man there, then it's better for her, the wife, the mother, the daughter, to wear scarf and dopatta and whatever you want to call it in Urdu, dopatta, because it shows haya, shame and modesty. We must not become a be-haya and be-sharam nation as today. The TV is on day and night. The phones are on day and night. And then people, what they see, they want to experiment. And that erodes our haya, our shame, our modesty, our morality. As you can see today. Wallahu al-musta'an. Allah alone will assist us, help us, provided we have iman and we have sincerity and taqwa.
Mufti Saab, whilst a woman is reading her salah, a few hair strands came out of her burqa, which she was unaware of, and she read salah in this manner. will she have to repeat her salah?
Remember, according to Shafis, Hanbalis, and them, she will have to repeat her salah, because all that is part of the awra. And then, even though she didn't know, but she realized this occurred during the salat, so yes, she will have to make i'ada and repeat that salat. According to Hanafis, if remember, it's just one, two hair or few strands and so forth, so that will be forgiven and the salat will be valid and so forth. If she repeats it, then it will be precautionary, but it will not be compulsory upon her. If it is just few strands of hair, that is the fatwa verdict of the Hanafi jurors and scholars.
Okay, Sahab, is it a valid belief if one cuts any loose threads from a garment whilst wearing it, one's kafan will be shorter?
And if one doesn't cut it, then the kafan will be longer. This is all from India stories. You know, Palanpur, Saharanpur, Dabelpur, Kolvatpur, they brought all these Indian stories throughout the world, you know. So the Indians, they got one Lal Kitab, red book, written by Little Red Riding Hood. All fairy tales, all that, kafan will get shorter and all nonsense, this type of things. Superstition and no place in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, we are planning to have a baby, but we applied in 2017, so our name will come out next year or following year. Seeing this, that they are no more allowing pregnant women for Hajj, what do I do?
No, you keep on making the ummah more and more and so forth. Very soon, they'll scrap all these things here. The Saudis, you must remember, they don't want agents, they don't want all this. They want, you must deal with them directly and so forth and so on. So you, 2017, and now is already 2024. You're waiting for 7 years already, you must remember that. How long are you going to wait? So in the meantime, you go for umrah, and there you make, mashallah, more and more children, and when the baby is born, you keep his name Yahya Makki. And you remember Yahya Makki used to study with us, Maulana, there in Karachi. Oh, you keep her name Medina. So, mashallah, the baby girl. So, you, husband and wife, make the ummah more and more. You can't be waiting for Sahuk and so forth and so on. So, mashallah, that read the du'as and continue multiplying and increasing the ummah, and you read the dua for umrah for Hajj as well. Surah 2, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Jalla Wala will increase that. You make your parents, Allah will take you for umrah and Hajj also. So everything happens with the decree and will of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, is this jihalat? It's starting in South Africa too. They do Khatme Khadagan in the masjids. Please give comments today and also Monday mornings too.
So remember, so Monday morning passed, we saw your question, maybe late, we don't know. So anyway, today is Tuesday morning, better late than never. So in a case like that, remember Khatme Khadagan is what you call Amalus Salihin. It's not something the Quran taught us, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, or Sahaba taught us. Some pious people, they tried it, and they felt it's effective. So till there, if you just say permissible, is fine. But if the peer sahab, the sheikh, they insist on it, every day you must read it, especially in Ramadan, after Zohar or after Asr, or every day you must read it, and it creates the perception it's a sunnah or it's something compulsory, then 100% it becomes a bid'ah and not permissible. Therefore, we must always look what the Quran Sharif teaches us, what the Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us, and that is the meaning of Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 108. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way and path. I invite towards Almighty Allah Islam ala basiratin, with dalil, with evidence and proof. أَنَا I sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me immaculately, the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.